live at ATIA 2011. This is Michael Off, and I caught up with Wayne and Amber here, and they're going to give us their perceptions of the big show here. And you did some sponsorship this year, it looks like, even on my name badge here. So
that's correct. Toby's been a sponsor of ATIA for actually since the beginning. When it started, we were one of the sponsors, but we've recently taken over the name badges. So we really enjoyed the show. The traffic's been great. The attendance is really great this year. Of course, the weather helps out.
Yeah, even if it is a little cooler than normal, it's still nice. Coming from Indiana, I'm still walking around going, it's nice, beautiful.
Absolutely. I know I'm based in Michigan, and coming down here, it's a little nicer than it was up there, that's for sure.
So
Amber would like to tell us about our products.
Yes.
Well, the products that we have here, they're communication devices to help facilitate communication for individuals who have a hard time, whether they're physically incapable of communicating or maybe have some cognitive disabilities. So our devices are computer-based systems that allow them to be able to email, to text message, make phone calls, and we've created software called Communicator that helps to facilitate all of those actions.
So how does that work? I mean,
you can actually access our devices in a multitude of different ways. You could use switch access. We've also got the ability to do some auditory cueing if that's necessary. And if you have users out there that are interested, we actually have the ability to do eye gaze. So if they have no way of accessing the computer, we can give them full access to that with just their eyes. If they're able to look at the screen and be able to fixate on a target, we can set it up so that we can do their emails. They can type directly into Microsoft Office. They can even write books. I have a young man that's cerebral palsy, young man that's using our device with his eyes to do CAD drawing in school. It's very amazing.
Yeah, I saw a very interesting article in 60 Minutes about that. The eye gaze technology has really evolved since I even first looked at it in 98, 99.
Exactly.
So the fact that people can do these things now is just incredible.
The technology has really been the most exciting aspect of this. When you see how it's able to help these kids achieve many goals, we're sending so many more kids to college now because we're giving them the right tools to be able to do these things. So we want to keep the hope going and keep providing products that allow that.
Well, that's cool because that's one of our concerns is people that have limited hand dexterity, range of motion, you know, that now we have other ways to communicate.
Yeah, we're not quite there with the brainwave technology.
Yeah,
there,
exactly. I wasn't going to ask you that. That's what they showed on 60 Minutes, just that you could think something and actually...
We're looking at possibly combining both of those two types of technology. With the eye gaze in addition to, if we're able to master combining both of those abilities, I think it's going to be something in the future. So keep your eye open for future shows.
Because there's so many brilliant people, you know, autistic children that are just truly brilliant that just cannot verbally communicate, and you team them up with some tools. I assume some of them are using these products right here and just being able to communicate some really, I mean, I've seen some great poems and just writings about their perceptions of the world that would truly amaze you when you think of their age. At the point that they're writing it.
Sometimes we're opening, it's like opening a treasure chest. We have no idea what's inside until we give these folks the opportunity to be able to unleash that creativity, and we give them the tools now to be able to do so. It's very exciting.
So what is the price here if someone needs to purchase this software to make it happen?
Well, the software, some of the software is roughly around $600 or $700, but the hardware really is the price right now because of the research, the R&D, and the development of these products. We're still trying to pay that down. We're trying to get these prices down. Right now, currently, an iGaze systems averages between $15,000 and $17,000.
How difficult is it to get funding for that?
It is quite a task, as it always has been in this industry, but we do have a funding department here at Toby ATI that makes great efforts in finding not only the traditional way of funding devices, but alternative ways also.
Wow, cool. What is your website or phone number so folks can find out more?
The website that we have is www.tobiati.com. That's TOBIIATI.com. And our phone number is 800-793-9227. Our home office here in the United States is based in Boston, right in a little city outside of Boston called Dedham. But we also are global, and a lot of our manufacturing is actually done over in Sweden. So we've got a unique combination of folks here, and it's been exciting to watch us grow.
Well, awesome. I wish you great success. Obviously, you've been around for a while, and ATIA has been a great portal for you to exhibit and promote the products that you have. So
it sure has, Michael. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks a lot for your support, and thanks for taking a few minutes to join us. Check it out, folks. If the software and hardware is of need to you or someone you know and love, by all means. Live at ATIA 2011 for Cerro Talk, this is Michael Loff.